This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November the 29th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's World Giving Day. It's a perfect time to take a moment to ask ourselves to consider what a gift really is, especially a perfect gift. The dictionary defines a gift as something voluntarily given without expectation of compensation. But in today's world, that definition seems to be lost. It's sandwiched between glossy wrapping paper, last-minute shopping, and the pressure to have something, anything, to give. The expectation is that our gift will come in a box, wrapped with ribbons, with a price tag proving that we care, that we tried, that we spent a lot, so we must care a lot. And while material gifts can delight and surprise and express our love, there's a deeper question that we can ask ourselves today. Does giving have to be about what we buy, or can it be about meaning and presence and intention? Do we have alternatives? When we think of gifts we'd like to receive, the list could be limitless: a cozy sweater, a piece of jewelry, new golf clubs, or even a practical appliance like a fridge or a stove. Gift cards are another common choice, because they're simple, convenient, quick, and neutral. But they do raise a question. Are we really giving a gift or quietly stepping away from choosing something personal and meaningful when we give a gift card? What message are we sending? With the holiday season approaching, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and other celebrations, many of us feel pressured to buy. And with Black Friday and Cyber Monday encouraging us to consume, this is a perfect moment on this World Giving Day to take a moment and think about what truly makes a gift meaningful. Giving isn't just about making someone else happy. It also benefits us. Studies show that when people spend on others rather than themselves, they report higher happiness. One study found that the emotional reward is greatest when giving satisfies basic psychological needs like connection and choice, not when it's simply about money. So yes, shopping thoughtfully or giving with intention can lift our spirits. But giving also has its challenges: overspending, guilt afterwards, and buying things that end up unused. That's why today is the perfect opportunity to take a moment to think. What kind of gift truly matters? Earlier this month, we talked about philanthropy and how each of us can contribute to the greater good, even if we aren't millionaires. The statistics show that generosity is deeply woven into our Canadian character. In 2023, over 5 million Canadians donated a total of $12.8 billion. That's an 11.8% increase over 2022. And about 11 million Canadians aged 15 and older volunteered their time, their talents, and energy. But something to consider: the percentage of donors is declining, which means our individual acts of generosity matter more than ever. Every small contribution each of us makes becomes part of a larger culture of giving, and it's important, and every thoughtful gesture counts. If we think about it, most of us will say that the strongest gifts are the ones that stay with us because they touched our hearts, not because they were expensive. For me, it was about my adopted grandparents, who drove from Buffalo to Welland in a terrible winter blizzard just to celebrate my birthday. I remember looking out the window as the snow blew against it and expected that no one would come. And then They arrived. They knocked on the door, we opened it, and they came in carrying a tiny box. And I don't remember what was in that box. What I do remember is the knock on the door, the joy of seeing them walk in, smiling and covered in snow, and ready to celebrate with me. Their presence, their love, their time, that was the real gift. It was priceless. It was unforgettable. Another meaningful gift came from my cousin's nanny, Rosa. She patiently taught a little left-handed girl, that was me, how to knit and crochet. And those skills and the memory of our time together stayed with me right till today. They're a lifetime memory. It was a gift of presence, teaching, and patience, something that no store could sell. Thank you, Rosa. And some gifts quite literally can save a life. My friend Sharon registered as a stem cell donor, and years later she got a call. She was a match. She could save a woman's life. Her stem cells helped someone survive. Today, a woman Sharon has never met lives a full life because Sharon stepped up and donated her stem cells. A man I know gave a kidney to a friend, a single life-altering act that required no wealth, only courage. And now their relationship continues because of that. And lately, we've heard stories of people who spent a lifetime donating blood. Inspired by these stories and my friend Diane, who has given blood often, I've looked into donating blood myself. Canadian Blood Services make the process simple and safe. It just takes over an hour. A quick check-in, a short questionnaire, a small finger prick test for hemoglobin. The donation itself is only 5 or 10 minutes. And then we get a snack and rest. And then we're told to avoid heavy activity afterward. And that's it. It sounds easy, and I've made the decision to become a blood donor. I'm going to make an appointment, and I encourage anyone listening who hasn't tried it to consider doing the same. Our gift, it'll be our time and our blood, can make a real difference, and it's never too late. I've put the contact information on my website, marilyns.ca. These examples remind us that giving doesn't always require money. We can give of ourselves, we can share our knowledge, offer support, we can be present, we can listen, teach, and yes, we can give life-changing, even life-saving gifts. In the close of today's show, I'll share a special story about my dad, Oscar, and explore some of the best gifts we can give. Pablo Picasso once said, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." And with this in mind, on this World Giving Day, your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to offer their gifts, their knowledge, insight, and guidance. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and Christine, the health coach. We'll talk about hearing and hearing aids with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, learn about dental care at home with Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready, hear about relationships from our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and learn about creating our forever home with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. Of course, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And after our usual reminder about the power of organ donation, we'll talk financial well-being with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. So please stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. Marilyn, normally your listeners are accustomed to me talking about markets, financial planning, products and tax, and sometimes in the context of overall financial planning strategies. Today, I want to talk about family loss, emotional support, and compassion. I hope that the vast majority of our listeners have families which offer loving support and encouragement. From my own experience, I know that this is not always the case for so many. My heart goes out to those who are troubled and lack familial support. When times are troubled, you have to rely upon your own resources, which can so often be taxed to your emotional limits if you're doing this by yourself. However, this morning I want to honor a family member who died recently from a very aggressive form of cancer. Luna, our very much beloved cat, an integral part of our family for 13 years, died in Sarah's lap, having been kept comfortable until we could fly home from a trip we were on. Luna was a Bengal. She was a special creature, plugged into the emotional ebb and flow of our home and a constant and ready source of affection to all of us. She would sit by us while we worked, studied, ate dinner, slept. All of us would reach out and offer a scratch and a pet with a purring response as our payment. Watching wildlife from the window and hunting squirrels, birds, bugs, and butterflies. Occasionally allowing herself to be put in a harness and walk like a dog in the neighborhood. She would sit on the vanity as Sarah either prepared for her day or got ready for bed. Every night she would sit by the tub as Sarah had her evening bath. She'd wait for Sarah to get settled in bed, then assume her perch on her hip, her lap, or inside the crook of her stomach. She was very vocal, and you'd swear she was talking. There were words you spoke which, if done so, would immediately elicit a focused response. Say the word treat, and she immediately went to the cupboard door where those treats were held. We found ourselves spelling out words as we were convinced that she knew the spoken version. I could remember my mother doing similar when I was a small boy, convinced that I didn't know what she was saying. I maintained this charade long into primary school. Luna, I'm convinced, humored us as well. What I found myself being most impressed by was her sheer intelligence, of which the most tangible example was her ability to open a closed door. Let me explain. Some years ago, Luna and her housemate Chi-Chi, a three-year younger and significantly bigger male Bengal, were at war. He was no match for her. She could be fierce. We had to separate them, especially at night. Failing to do so meant catfights at 3 a.m. Luna was locked in the basement with closed doors, which you can imagine for a social cat was just torture. Within days, she was getting out. Kevin, did you close the door? Yes. Are you sure? Yes. Maybe you're not doing it properly. Only in a marriage would a spouse call into question your capabilities around a simple task. Lol. Long story short, we have oval handles on our interior doors. I watched Luna stand on her rear legs, using a table by a basement door, as a perch, and put one paw at the top of the handle and another paw at the bottom opposite side to the handle, then twist open the door. I was spellbound. We miss her, and there's an emptiness that all of us labor to fill. Thank you all for indulging me as I honor our lost loved one. Next week, I'll talk about financial planning, I promise.
Well, Kevin, having a cat with human qualities, you've made me cry with your story. And I think that because you want to help people, knowing your compassion and how you deal with a member of your family, a pet, opens our eyes to the person you are. Anyone listening who has any questions about their financial plan and wants an enabler to help them answer your questions and help you move forward, then take down Kevin's number. Perhaps conversation about your pet would be a good start, and get the information you need to empower yourself and make informed decisions. Kevin's number is 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. You'll be dealing with a compassionate, understanding, experienced financial planner when you speak to Kevin Giffen. My sorry for your loss, Kevin. I'm going to wipe away my tears and hope that the memory of your cat and your best friend will stay with you. May her memory be a blessing. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Have a great weekend.
Now, to help us understand what's causing food sensitivities, we have Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a lot of my patients will come in feeling that they can't eat foods anymore, or certain foods. And maybe they used to be able to eat dairy and eggs or gluten without any issues. But now, even a small bite triggers bloating and fatigue and rashes, or even brain fog. And that could be confusing and frustrating. And, you know, many of my patients will wonder if they're allergic to everything. And we often see this pattern with one major contributor with related to something called leaky gut syndrome. And that's often paired with something called overloaded immune system. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening in that situation. So when we think about leaky gut, our gut is actually the home to a long tube called our intestinal lining. And think of it like a finely woven net, and it decides really what gets into the bloodstream and what stays out. And normally this lining lets in nutrients from our food and keeps other things out, for example, undigested food molecules, bacteria, and toxins. But what happens is when this net becomes damaged or leaky, and so we get larger unwanted molecules or proteins can pass through that intestinal wall, and this is known as intestinal permeability, or more commonly, leaky gut. And when things aren't supposed to enter into our bloodstream, they sneak in, and our immune system sees them as invaders, and it reacts. So over time, these immune reactions can start happening every time we eat certain foods, and our body becomes more reactive. And you might find yourself unable to tolerate foods that you know, that you once loved. So how does our immune system get so overwhelmed? So our immune system is like the body's personal security system. Its job is to protect us from harm, from viruses and bacteria. And when it gets overwhelmed, either from stress or poor sleep, even environmental toxins or infections, it loses the ability to basically control itself. So instead of calming down after doing its job, the immune system may stay on high alert. And in this heightened state, it might start attacking harmless things like proteins in our food. And this is one reason food sensitivity seems to grow over time, and our immune system is essentially tired and overworked. So why now? So why more foods? And, you know, sometimes people have a lot of stress, for example, over time, things like antibiotics, processed foods, alcohol, chronic stress, and even medications can wear our gut down. Poor gut health. Sometimes patients have an imbalanced gut bacteria. We call this dysbiosis, and that can increase inflammation and weaken the gut lining. And certainly we're all exposed to many environmental toxins, and they can include mold and heavy metals, and that can burden our immune system as well. So a couple of quick signs that our immune system might be overloaded. And certainly we talked about the food sensitivities. Certainly if patients feel better once they limit certain foods and their digestion system or their bloating and gas and diarrhea go away once they stop eating certain foods, that could be a sign. Certainly people who struggle with fatigue and brain fog and skin issues, you know, once you stop eating those foods, maybe that goes away. So we can't stop eating all of our foods, of course. So from a naturopathic perspective, we often do some testing. And next week I'm going to talk a little bit about some functional testing that we do from a naturopathic perspective and how we can heal our gut and calm our immune system. In the meantime, if people have any questions or they'd like to book an appointment, they can give the clinic a call. My number is 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
With regard to any health issue, if you want to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally, remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and call 905-707-2001. And when you do, ask for your complimentary consultation, 15 minutes on the phone or in person. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
On a day when you're thinking about giving a gift, perhaps you should think about your own hearing and give yourself the gift of being able to hear the words that are shared with you. To help us do that, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today is World Gifting Day. It's a day that reminds us that the best gifts are the ones that bring people closer together. Gifts that spark connection, gifts that bring comfort, gifts that help us feel included again. Every year, we all search for that perfect gift for someone we care about. At Hearing Aid Source, we see this every day. Families want to give something that makes a real difference, something that improves the way their loved ones live. And sometimes it's not just about buying something brand new. Sometimes the perfect gift is giving new life to something they already have. That's where our Hearing Aid Rejuvenation Program shines. It's one of the most heartfelt services we offer. When people bring in a set of hearing aids that have not been working the way they were supposed to, we can often bring them back to life. We deep clean them, we replace worn out parts, we refresh the filters, we update the programming and fine tune the sound. We give them the care and attention they deserve. And when those rejuvenated hearing aids go back into someone's ears, you can see the hope return to their face. It feels like a gift of clarity, a gift of confidence even, a gift of feeling included again. Last week, a gentleman by the name of Michael came to see me. His hearing aids were still under warranty, but he was getting worn out, asking people to repeat themselves. He said he was giving up more often because it all felt too difficult. He asked if I could help him, but you could tell he wasn't entirely helpful. So after a thorough hearing test, we reprogrammed his hearing aids to match his hearing needs today. And even though his hearing loss is quite profound, he noticed the difference right away. We walked outside into the street area, and he told me it was the first time in a long time that things felt easier. By the time we were finished, Michael looked at me with a kind of relief that's hard to put into words. He said he could finally felt that he had a fair chance again. Not perfect hearing, not a miracle, but clarity that he could rely on. Something that made conversations feel possible instead of exhausting. That's the heart of World Giving Day. It's not about grand gestures. It's about giving someone a moment where life feels easier. A moment where they feel connected again. For many people, that moment comes from something as simple as rejuvenated pair of hearing aids, devices that they already own, devices that still have so much to give when cared for properly. So if you have someone in your life who's been struggling, someone who's missing pieces of conversation, someone who keeps saying they are fine, but you know they are working harder than they should be, consider giving them the gift of clarity. Bring in the hearing aids and let us restore them. So if you have a set of hearing aids, give us a call, 416-754-4327, and we'll get started on rejuvenating your hearing aids.
Anyone listening can have the gift of clarity. Just give Edmund a call at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. Speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
On this World Gifting Day, perhaps you're ready to meet someone new and give the gift of a good friend or a good relationship to yourself. If that's the case, you'll be glad to meet Linda Miller. She's our Cupid here on From a Woman's Perspective. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I get a question, it comes up all the time, and it says, how do you keep your numbers even? I'm a 65-year-old woman. How do I know there's going to be enough men in your service that I'm going to be matched regularly? And it's a really good question, actually. And it's something that I've had to learn how to do over the years, because it does come up, and it's not always a shortage of men. Sometimes it's just a shortage of women. So we always have to know, how are we going to get that demographic evened out? So as an example, if any one of you watched the World Series and you streamed it on Rogers, you'll see that our ad was on Rogers for all 7 days of the final series. And so that's because we did the women's show. And when we do the women's show, we get a big influx of women. So we have to do something to bring the men in. and we'll often, you know, advertise on CTV because sometimes, men predominantly get their news still on the TV, whereas women get their news online. So we know our demographics, we know where we can get men and where we can get women. So we're always very careful about that. The other way we get people, of course, is word of mouth. And it's over 50% of our business is word of mouth. So I did an interview last week and, I did quite a few interviews last week, but quite a number of them. And one in particular, her friend's husband met through the service. So that's a really good way to know that the service works is because you can actually see the example of what someone got as a partner. And the other thing is people kind of think, oh, well, you know, does she take everybody that comes? And we often get up to 50 leads a day. And of those 50 leads, we may average 10 people that are actually not only suitable for the service, but actually go ahead and join. So we're very careful. There's certain things we know we can't match, and or a combination of things that it's difficult to match. So being very young, like 18 or 19 or 20, our age group starts at sort of 25 plus. If someone has a whole series of things, like maybe they smoke and maybe they have a child that's not the age, right age for the age you are. So for instance, if you're 50 and have a 2-year-old or you're in an age group, 30s or 40s, and you're not working. Most of the people that come to us are looking for people that are working in that age group. So there's a whole series of things, and we're very careful about how we take people on as clients. And we're also very careful about keeping those numbers of men and women in different categories even.
Well, that's a question I'm always asked. Does she have enough men to give me the man that I want? So thank you for addressing that. Anyone listening who wants to have a complimentary consultation, no obligation, give Linda a call. The number is 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. It starts with questions, then you get answers, then you make a decision, and then perhaps the next time we talk, Linda will use you as an example of someone who met the right person. Linda, thank you, and look forward to hearing a happy story from you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Your dental care can be done at home. And thanks to denturist Suzanne Selga of Denture Ready, we can find out how that's done. Good morning, Suzanne.
Yes. Hi, Marilyn. We bring everything needed for denture exams, adjustments, denture relines, denture repairs, and full denture consultations right to your home or residence. And a lot of people assume dentures have to be done in a clinic, but portable equipment that we bring make it possible to take the impressions and check your bite and relieve any sore spots that you need. And we offer mobile denture services, not just denture services, but we have a mobile dentist. And we also offer mobile registered dental hygienists that work directly with you where you are. So I'd like to shine a light on some of the frequently asked questions that we get on a daily basis. And I know that we mentioned a lot about relines in the past few segments. And in a nutshell, we'll just say it's like a Dr. Scholl's for your denture. Some of the other questions that I had here is, do you also provide dental cleanings in the home? And yes, we do. Like mentioned before, we have the registered dental hygienist that come with us. We usually see a patient that might have a lot of calculus buildup on their natural teeth. And so we would right away say, this is the perfect job, the perfect time for the registered dental hygienist to come to you and have those teeth cleaned so that we can take the proper impression, which leads to the next procedure. And having a denture that fits properly is the most important thing. So the patients can stay in their chair or bed or in their wheelchair, and we adapt everything to their comfort. Another question I have is, do you need to lie back in a dental chair for us to work? And no, that's the beauty of mobile care. If you can't recline or have arthritis, vertigo, mobile limitations, that we work with whatever position is safest and most comfortable. If you prefer, you can stay sitting upright, semi-reclined, or even supported in bed. These are daily struggles. So let's have a conversation. Please call me. I'm Suzanne Salga, a registered denturist, and I will come to you. We can have a discussion about your dental needs. My number is 647-204-4478, or you can visit me and learn more on my website, which is dentureready.com. I'll share more next week, and it's always important to give answers. Let's just start by getting the one call and taking the step in the right direction for your oral hygiene and care. Let's make a difference. Please call me, Suzanne Salga.
Thank you, Suzanne, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Back with us is women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Good morning, Dr. Brown. I guess we're continuing our conversation about menopause, so please go ahead.
Thank you, Marilyn. So last week we talked about menopause and nutrition, and this week I wanted to talk a little bit about menopause and exercise. It's really interesting to know that what happens with aging in women is that women start to lose about 0.6 to 1% of muscle mass every year post-menopause. That means you're losing muscle as you're getting older. And the decline in muscle strength is about 1.5% per year, which means you're not as strong as you were when you were in your 20s. Now, this can be aggravated by inactivity and by low protein intake. And what we know are things like vitamin D, the sex hormones, growth hormone, insulin-like growth factor 1, and insulin are all associated with better maintenance of muscle mass and strength. So what does that mean for the average person? It means you need to exercise and work hard just to stay in the same place. Things changed. If you're now in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, your body and your muscle mass is not the same as it was in your 20s and 30s. And so when you exercise, when you do cardiovascular exercise for your heart and resistance exercise for your muscles, you may not be getting stronger. You may be slowing down the losses. So we need to work hard to stay in the same place. And I think that's different thinking than people who are exercising for a particular goal. What we know is that we want to maintain our lean body mass. We need protein to do that. And we want to lose fat, not muscle, when we lose weight. And so just the way we want our bones to be strong, we want our muscles to be strong. And that takes effort. I think we can do it. I think we can get out and get walking. We may want to use weights in our hands, in our arms. But the more we do, the more we're going to be able to do. And as we get older, we want to maintain our independence. And part of that is fighting bone loss and fighting muscle loss. So let's get out there. Get to the gym if you want to, but just get outside and get walking as a first step.
Well, Dr. Brown, you prove that experts agree. We often hear from our health coach, Christine, who tells us that body weight and exercise is very important, and she knows how to explain it so we can do it. So it's a team effort. Your team here is telling you, get out, get moving, and if you want more information, useful advice in clear language so you can be in charge of your health, then remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. You can get it in your local bookstore and they'll order it in on Amazon or on drvivianbrown.com. And for a special signed copy for a gift, then just call me and order it at 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. We all can use it, and the advice is solid. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and we'll learn more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. At the beginning of the show, we spoke about the meaning of a gift and how it can extend far beyond anything material. But sometimes, especially as holidays, birthdays, and anniversaries approach, a tangible gift, something chosen, wrapped, and presented, is exactly the right way to send a message of love, celebration, or appreciation. So today, as your wardrobe doctor, I want to explore the gifts we wrap, the ones that we can place under a tree, beside a Hanukkah, or hand to someone with a smile. Gift giving is far from new. Archaeologists have found evidence of humans exchanging gifts tens of thousands of years ago. Carved stones, decorated bones, beads, all tokens meant to show affection, respect, or gratitude. And the practice of wrapping gifts began in ancient China after paper was invented. So gift giving and even gift wrapping are almost as old as civilization itself. In a way, as we shop, wrap, and give today, we're participating in something very deeply human, part of our ancient history. But giving a gift isn't always simple. We can give the gift of life. We can give time, our compassion, a listening ear. And we can also give tangible items meant to delight the people we care about. And in all cases, the intention is the same: to make someone feel good, feel seen, valued, and loved. I learned the importance of this in my early life. My birthday is December 25th. Because we had a family store, the tradition was simple. On my birthday or any special occasion, or on a day just when my parents felt loving and generous, they would take me to the store and say, "Pick what you want and make yourself happy. Enjoy." And of course, I was able to find things that made me happy and that were useful as well. And that was that. There was no box, no ribbon, no wrapping paper, no surprises. Just gifts that were given with love and the great intention of giving me pleasure and joy. But all around me, especially during the holidays, my friends had boxes to unwrap, and they were joyfully unwrapping their gifts. The sparkle of paper, the mystery, the excitement, it added that magical touch. And I realized how powerful that moment could be. So for me, wrapping became magical, part of gift giving. And later, as Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, helping people find the perfect little treasure, something meaningful and thoughtful that expressed love and caring and was picked just for them, became one of the greatest pleasures of my life. Because much like a birthday cake, a gift needs to be good on the inside. No amount of icing or candles can make a dry, tasteless cake better. But when the cake is delicious, the icing and the candles elevate it. They define the moment and make the celebration just that much more special. Gift giving is the same. The item itself must be thoughtful, meant for the recipient, suited to who they are. But the wrapping, whether it's elaborate, simple, or even improvised, adds delight, anticipation, and creates memories. Studies show that the pleasure comes not from the perfect wrapping, but from unwrapping something. Even gifts wrapped haphazardly spark joy and excitement. And when life gets busy and we hand someone a gift unwrapped, when we wrap our arms around them in a heartfelt hug, it gives them something else to unwrap. Our arms. Love, warmth, and connection can be as meaningful as any paper or ribbon wrapping a gift. With that in mind, let's talk about what we choose to wrap, because the most important part is selecting a gift that carries the message we want to send. It needs to say, "I know you. I thought about you, I thought of who you are, and I care enough to choose something that's just perfect for you. A few shopping tips as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I think are appropriate. So first, we need to consider a person's favorite colors. What makes them feel good, look their best, and feel confident? And then, let's look for gifts and colors that will bring them pleasure. Let's choose items that reflect their personality or their interests, or both. A one-size-fits-all piece of clothing or item, especially accessories, can be wonderful when they're chosen thoughtfully. And we need to stay within our budget. Meaningful gifts do not have to be costly. And I think we always have to ask ourselves, will this little gift make their heart sing and make them smile? And if the answer is yes, we found the right gift. Now, as I do every year, I've chosen a handful of $20 treasures for the people on my own gift list. Each conveys a message, each has beauty, and each can be paired or given alone. I found a beautiful, sparkly butterfly pin. It symbolizes metamorphosis, hope, and renewal. And the sparkling stones just make you smile. A tree of life pendant. I found it in several colors with natural stones. Rose quartz for love and healing. Warm tone African stones for cheerfulness. Or elegant black onyx for sophistication. And I found bracelets that are made of natural stones, and I've had a little silver elephant added for luck. And I also found beautiful scarves and shawls. They're in an assortment of textures and are in warm and cool colors and different patterns or plain. They're an easy gift, and they have the potential to be worn in numerous ways. So whether someone receives one item or a combination of two or three will depend entirely on who they are and what I think will work for them. Everything I've chosen is carefully picked, suited to their coloring, to reflect thoughtfulness, meaning, and joy. And when my little package is opened, I hope that their heart will sing, and I'm pleased to say that most times it has worked that way. For anyone listening who's frantically looking for gifts that are beautiful and can send a positive message, you can take a breath, because these items and others can be yours and solve your gifting problem. Each of the items, as I said, are just $20, and local shipping can be free, as will be my advice. All you have to do is call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. And together, we can go through your gift list and determine what will work for the people on it and make them happy. And don't forget, a signed copy of my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, or Dr. Vivian Brown's book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, are excellent gifts. They're each also $20 and may be the perfect gift for someone you love. It'll be my pleasure to help you find the perfect gift that's meaningful and affordable. It all takes one call to get started. My number again, 416-504-6777. I'm sure that together we can find the perfect gift for each person on your list. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host. We'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And at the end of the show, we'll tie things up with a special story about my dad, Oscar, and other perspectives on giving. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Strength training is an important part of an overall fitness program. Here is what strength training can do for all of us. It reduces body fat, increases lean muscle mass, and burns calories more efficiently. It is also a key compound of overall health and fitness for everyone. Use it or lose it. Lean body mass naturally diminishes with age. Your body fat percentage will increase over time if you don't do anything to replace the lean muscle mass you lose over time. Strength training can help you preserve and enhance your muscle mass at any age. Develop strong bones. By stressing your bones, strength training can increase bone density and reduce the risk of osteoporosis. It can also help you manage or lose weight, and it can increase your metabolism to help you burn more calories. As you incorporate strength training exercises into your fitness routine, you will notice improvement in your strength over time. As you increase your muscle mass, you'll likely be able to lift weight more easily and for longer periods. So if you would like to try my online group training complimentary for 2 weeks, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
I do strength training, and Christine is my health coach, and I love it. I encourage you to take her up on her offer for a free 2 weeks. All you have to do is give her a call, have a conversation, and then move forward if you're comfortable. The number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and talk tomorrow.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
On this World Gifting Day, we have an opportunity to gift ourselves safety in our home and a forever home if we choose to be there. So Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here, and he's got ways and means to make our dreams a reality. He can gift us that. Thank you, Daniel, for being here today, and good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm glad to be here, and I come with a happy story this week that can maybe generate some interest for people that are looking to renovate their homes. This past couple of weeks, my team and I have been working incredibly hard to bring a client's long-awaited dream bathroom back to life. I've been working with my client, Tom, for several months now. When I first met him, his bathroom had been sitting as bare studs and subfloor for years. He had big plans and a clear vision, but life kept throwing curveballs at him. He finally decided he needed a company that was reliable, detailed, and truly meticulous. And that's when he found my company, Greater Toronto Accessibility, through the Consumer Choice Awards website. When I arrived, it only took a quick glance to see issues with contractors hadn't mentioned before, things that needed immediate attention before any beautiful finishes could go in. After walking him through everything, we sat at his kitchen table over a cup of tea, discussing his vision, from large format tiles and a custom vanity with lots of storage, to heated floors and a spacious, barrier-free, no-step shower. Tom was especially focused on what goes behind the walls, the waterproofing, the framing, the materials that make a bathroom last a lifetime. I showed him photos of the exact systems we use, and that's when everything clicked. He asked me to put together a detailed quote, and that's something we pride ourselves on. Our quotes break down every line, every allowance, so clients know exactly what they're getting. We were awarded the project, and because everything was custom, the vanity, the plumbing fixtures, the decorative finishes, we spent a few weeks special ordering all the pieces before we even lifted a hammer. But once everything arrived, we got to work. In just 2 weeks' time, we transformed that empty shell into an absolutely stunning space. Large slab tiles, a custom white vanity with a Carrara marble countertop, warm heated floors, and a beautiful no-step shower with temperature control and rain shower head. Every detail was high-end, and everything was built to last. We wrapped up the project recently, and Tom told me that just walking into that bathroom now calms his nerves. For years, it was a cold, unfinished space. Now, it's a peaceful retreat. He thanked us for our professionalism and attention to detail and said he'll be referring us to anyone who needs renovations done in the future. So if you want your dream space restored or transformed, we'd be honored to help you too.
Gift yourself a forever home, a beautiful bathroom, kitchen, safety everywhere, but looking beautiful. One call gets you started. Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. And when you call today, don't forget to remind Daniel he's giving each and every listener a Forever Home Safety Check today. Thank you, Daniel, and have a happy gifting day.
Thank you so much. I will. Thanks, Marilyn.
Hopefully, this World Giving Day has given us each a nudge, a reminder to pause, to think about the gifts we give and why we give them. It asks us to look beyond the bargains filling our inboxes after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and to consider whether a sale item placed in a gift bag or box because we got a bargain really reflects the heart of the person who'll receive it. Does it show that we understand them? Will it make them feel seen, valued, and happy? Or might the most meaningful gifts be the ones that we aren't able to wrap at all? Gifts that won't arrive at a door, but stay with somebody for a lifetime, creating memories that will never go out of style. We often think of giving as something we do on a birthday, an anniversary, or part of a holiday tradition or a special occasion. But some of the greatest gifts, and many of the most important ones, arrive quietly, unexpectedly, and without a calendar telling us that it's time. There are gifts that can be boxed, and others that cannot. Those unwrapped gifts help us grow. They expand us. They give us stories to tell, laughter, skills, confidence, connection, and memories. They remind us that giving doesn't always require a shopping cart or a credit card. Sometimes a gift simply requires that we be present, that we be thoughtful, and that we give from our heart, because the heart is where giving truly begins. Which brings me to a story about my dad, Oscar. He was a man who, if you asked anyone who knew him, was famous for one thing. He would give anyone the shirt off his back. And one day, he literally did just that. My dad wasn't an easy fit when it came to clothes. And it wasn't that he was fussy, but my mother needed to go to the extra expense of having a suit, a couple of shirts, a coat, and even picking the right hat tailored especially for him so he could be properly dressed for any occasion that arose. One morning, my dad left the house wearing his full outfit, including a crisp white shirt and tie. He was going to a meeting, and he looked polished, proud, and very much put together. And my mom had a smile from ear to ear as she saw him off. But when my dad returned that evening, my mother's jaw nearly hit the floor. Standing in the doorway was my father. He was wearing jeans, a flannel shirt, and a parka. She looked at him and she said, "Oscar, where are your clothes?" He smiled in that gentle, sheepish way of his and explained, "Paula, I went to my meeting, and afterward I stopped by a customer's home to drop off an order. The man told me he was going to receive his citizenship papers, but he had nothing to wear, only his work clothes. He happened to be close to my size, so I went to the car, and I put on the work clothes that I usually sell, and I had him try on my entire outfit, and it fit him, and he looked great. Of course, the man wanted it, but he didn't want to take it for free. He insisted on paying something. So, my father said, I took $50. He was happy. It was what he could afford, and I know it didn't even cover the cost of my hat, but he was happy, and he needed it. That was my dad, Oscar. When someone had a need, he was happy to give, spontaneously, thoughtfully, and yes, from his heart. And that kind of giving leaves a lasting mark on the recipient, and it helps make a better world. World Giving Day reminds us that opportunities like that appear every day. We don't need a birthday or a holiday, and a gift doesn't need a box or a bow. All it takes is looking around, noticing, and being willing to share our bounty, willing to give what we can. Of course, the holiday season is coming. It'll be Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and there'll be other celebrations. And yes, most of us will make lists. Most of us will shop. And Black Friday and Cyber Monday will encourage us to buy things because we need something for the people we care about. But today, it gives us a chance to stop, to step back, and to ask, what do we really want to give? What is the message wrapped inside our gift bags and boxes? What do we want people to feel when they open them? On this World Giving Day, let's pause, gently and intentionally, and think about the gifts we offer. Not just the ones that are on our shopping list, but the ones we can give spontaneously, in unexpected moments, when we have a chance to brighten someone's day and make them happy. When we give thoughtfully, something meaningful, something that reflects who someone truly is, something that comforts or inspires, we're giving more than just a thing. We're giving a message. We're giving possibilities. We're giving a piece of ourselves. And each gift that we give requires us to think first. What is the perfect gift for this person? What will make their heart sing? Perhaps instead of something tangible, it can be the gift of knowledge, a museum ticket, an art gallery admission, a class, or simply an afternoon exploring something new together, or perhaps a book, something that will add meaning to someone's life, something that lasts. Maybe it's the gift of time. We can plan a walk together with someone, have a shared meal, cook together, exercise side by side, or help someone with a task that makes their life easier. These are possible gifts that will enrich and stay with us. They create fond memories that stretch far beyond a single day. There's a beautiful quote by Dale Carnegie, "A little thought and a little kindness are often worth more than a great deal of money." So let's hold that thought as we determine the gifts we'll give to others. Perhaps it'll encourage us not to overspend, but to recognize the built-in value of gifts that come from the heart. Thoughtfulness and kindness are gifts themselves. They're priceless and they endure. Recently, my friend Miriam gave me an example of a truly meaningful gift, one born from compassion and careful thinking. She had recently lost her dear cat, and I asked her if she'd get another one. And she said no. I was very surprised until she explained. She said, "If I adopt a cat at my age, it'll likely outlive me, and I couldn't do that to a pet or a friend." So Miriam found an alternative. She's going to foster cats, giving them love, safety, and a bridge to their forever homes. She's saving lives, giving life, and enjoying companionship all at once. She's gifted herself, and she'll be gifting each and every one of the cats that she fosters. I share this because each of us is different, and all of our lives are complex. But we each can look around and decide what works best, what gifts will bring meaning and have longevity when they come from our heart. And when they do, the people who receive them will feel grateful, and they'll remember. So now it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to the service providers, healthcare workers, and caregivers. And thank you to Ian Duncan and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts for sharing their time and their gifts with us. And thank you to you, our listeners, for spending this hour with me and my team. And a very special thank you to those of you who not only hear the ideas in this show, but carry them forward. Those who pause and reflect and give in meaningful ways whenever a need or an opportunity arises. Those of you who will give from your heart. And please know that your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And now, goodbye, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Please have a fabulous day. Enjoy your weekend and your week, and be well. And on this World Giving Day, please remember, the best gifts are the ones given from the heart. They have no price tag. They are and always will be priceless. So when you give, please give from your heart. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.